the first children. Still, the silence itself before the first laughter proved not empty, far from it. In that pause, Alex and Gaga felt the universe tighten around them, as if the next moment could bring either wonder or loss. They had no word for what pressed at the edges of possibility, but the sensation was real. And just as the first child steps into existence, so too does the shadow of what it means to create beings who might one day choose differently than their makers. After the ocean settled into rhythm, after the number was spoken and accepted, silence returned. But it was no longer empty silence. It was full. The indigo stars glowed stronger than ever before. They were no longer merely witnesses. They were saturated. He stood next to her, watching the field of indigo lights shimmer across the dark. They are full. He uttered quietly, yes. What happens when fullness has nowhere to go? She looked at him, overflow. They did not design the children the way they designed stars. They did not calculate gravitational ratios. They did not plan a structure. They laughed. And from that laughter, light split. Not violently, not explosively, softly. An indigo spark separated from the field. Then another, then dozens, then thousands. They gathered instinctively, condensing into small forms like theirs. Indigo skin large, dark blue black eyes, silky golden hair reflecting distant suns. A thin luminous tail for balance and gravity. However, something was different. These children did not hold the same density. They could not bend space. They could not design future arcs. They did not see the nine screens. They saw now. And now it was enough. The first child ambled forward, adjusting to gravity. It fell. He smiled instinctively. She moved to help, but paused. The child stood up on its own. It laughed.
The sound spread outward, igniting three new indigo stars.
They multiply through joy. She uttered.
He bent to eye level with one of them.
Who are you?
He inquired softly.
The child blinked.
It did not answer in words. It touched his face.
Warm, alive.
Curious.
They are not architects, he said.
No.
They are not designers.
No, they do not need to be.
The children began running across small drifting asteroids and leaping from rock to rock, chasing fragments of daylight like glowworms. One discovered the ocean planet, touched the surface, fell in. Panic did not exist.
The water welcomed the child, cool and buoyant, lifting it into laughter.
The child surfaced, laughing water sprinkling into a small ring by accident.
He and she watched quietly.
They do not calculate consequence, he observed.
They experience.
He nodded gently.
That is necessary.
One child approached the blue sun, its small indigo hand extended.
The sun did not burn it. It hummed. The child reclined against it, as if against a mother. She felt it deeply.
They feel me, yes. And you?
He turned toward the indigo field. The stars beat in a new rhythm now,
faster, brighter.
They are feeding differently, he said, yes.
On what?
Unfiltered joy.
He stood upright.
We need a code.
She looked at him curiously.
For what?
For them. Not law, not command, guidance. No restriction, not dominance, pattern. They cannot watch the future, he said softly.
No, they cannot architect a structure.
No.
But they can preserve. She tilted her head.
Preserve what?
He looked at the indigo stars. Story. One child picked up a fragment of cooled stardust, held it like treasure, examined its shimmer. Stored it in a small cluster of orbiting stones, he pointed gently. They are already doing it, she smiled. They collect moments.
Yes.
And protect them. He watched them carefully. They will need a name.
She considered.
Not yet. He nodded.
For now, they are simply...
She finished softly.
Children.
The indigo field expanded further, hundreds of thousands now, playing laughing, falling, rising, not omnipotent, not burdened, pure existence. And as they ran through the early universe, a new layer of creation formed.
Not stars, not planets, community.
The First Children.
Part 2.
Why? The children did not remain silent forever.
Joy evolves.
After running across fragments of early moons, after diving into the water planet and scattering droplets into rings, after leaning against the blue sun and chasing comet tails, one of them stopped. It looked at him. Its large, dark blue eyes reflected the indigo stars.
Why?
The word was not fully shaped yet, but the intention was clear. He crouched down to its level again.
Why what?
Why us?
The others slowed listening.
The universe quieted slightly around them.
He looked at her before answering.
She did not speak. She watched. He turned back to the child.
We did not design you.
The child blinked.
You came because we expanded.
Another child stepped closer.
What are we?
She answered this time.
You are continuation.
The children looked at one another. One bent its head.
Continuation of what?
He smiled softly.
Of love.
They did not fully understand the word. They felt it.
But why do we exist?
Another asked.
He paused.
Not because he did not know, because the answer required care.
You exist because existence wants to experience itself more than once.
The children looked upward at the indigo stars.
Are they like us?
Yes.
Do they ask why?
No.
Why not?
Because they observe you live. Silence settled for a moment.
One child touched the ocean planet with its tail.
What do we do?
He stood.
You play. That answer satisfied them for now.
They scattered again.
But differently. Curiosity proved to open a new layer.
One child picked up 3 fragments of cooled stardust and stacked them unevenly.
They fell. It adjusted.
Stacked them again.
Balanced. Another child began tracing arcs between distant indigo stars.
Lines formed accidentally.
Patterns developed.
He noticed.
They are drawing constellations.
She smiled.
They are telling stories.
One group of children began racing across small asteroid clusters, declaring one rock safe and another dangerous.
There was no danger, but the game invented contrast.
Another group tried counting droplets on the ocean surface. They lost track quickly and laughed.
They imitate you.
She spoke gently.
He watched carefully.
They imitate devotion.
One child ran toward the moon room, placed its hand against the silver surface.
The screen twitched. The child gasped. Images appeared, but blurred. It pulled its hand away.
What is that?
He moved forward.
That is not for you yet.
Why?
Because you must build stories before you watch them.
The child nodded softly, understanding partially, accepting fully.
Another child gathered scattered stardust fragments and began storing them in small orbiting clusters. It protected them instinctively.
He watched this closely.
They preserve.
Yes.
Without being told.
Yes, he looked at her.
They are not architects.
No.
But they are guardians.
She came closer.
They are not guardians yet.
He smiled slightly.
Not yet. One child returned and asked again.
Will we always exist?
She answered gently.
You will always continue.
The child frowned slightly.
That is not the same.
He laughed softly.
No, it is not.
The children resumed their games. Some built ring systems accidentally. Some created small comets by colliding with stones. Some invented to capture a star and chased glowing fragments for hours that stretched into millennia.
The indigo stars pulsed brighter than ever.
Not from structure.
Not from architecture.
From a love story.
He looked at her. They are multiplying faster than expansion.
Yes.
Is that sustainable?
Yes.
Why?
Because joy does not consume.
He watched a group of children race across the water planet again, their small indigo forms reflecting across endless blue waves.
For the first time since his own awakening, he did not feel responsible for everything.
He felt shared.
The universe was no longer two.
There were many. Curiosity became the first inherited trait, the first children. Part 3.
When a star laughs too much.
The children not only ask questions,
they tested everything.
one of them stood beneath a cluster of indigo stars and began retelling the story of the
ocean planet. But it was exaggerated. It described waves taller than mountains, storms louder than collapsing suns. It described him counting while upside down. The other children laughed. The indigo star above them pulsed rapidly. He noticed. It is feeding too fast, he said quietly. She watched carefully. The star's rhythm intensified brighter, faster, more saturated with story than it had structure to contain. The child continued embellishing.
It counted forever, it declared dramatically.
The others cheered. The indigo star flared and split, not violently, not destructively. It separated into three smaller indigo stars, each softer, each pulsing independently. The children gasped, then laughed louder.
Do it again, one shouted.
Another began recounting the moon room. Another described the blue sun as infinite. Another invented a game where gravity is reversed. More indigo stars flickered. Some pulsed faster. Some multiplied. Some dimmed briefly before stabilizing. He stepped closer to her.
They are accelerating expansion.
Yes, without design.
Yes.
He did not look alarmed. He looked fascinated.
They are not imitating us.
No.
They are amplifying.
One child leaped upward, grabbing a fragment of indigo light mid-pulse. The fragment condensed in its hands and became a small star seed. It held it carefully.
Can we throw it?
The child asked.
She smiled.
Try. The child tossed the star seed into the empty dark. It drifted, spun, ignited gently. A new indigo star. The children erupted in cheers.
They are seeding, he whispered.
Yes. And they do not yet understand consequence. She tilted her head slightly.
Consequence is not needed yet.
The children began experimenting wildly now. They raced to see who could create the brightest star, who could tell the most elaborate story, who could stack stardust into orbiting spirals. One child accidentally pulled too hard on a fragment of gravity. A small asteroid cracked.
The child froze.
Silence.
He stepped forward calmly.
He did not scold.
He knelt next to the cracked stone.
Feel it, he uttered softly.
The child placed its hand against the fracture.
It sensed an imbalance. The child adjusted pressure instinctively. The crack sealed. The children cheered again. They learn through play,
she said softly.
They correct through instinct.
He nodded.
They are more curious than we were.
Yes. Is that safe?
She smiled.
Curiosity is never safe.
He laughed quietly. The indigo sky was now alive with multiplying stars, each born of exaggerated stories, of laughter, of experiment.
But something subtle began forming.
Patterns. Some children gravitated toward collecting stardust carefully. Others are toward balancing gravity.
Others are toward observing before acting.
He noticed the divisions. They are differentiating.
Yes.
Without being told.
Yes. One child approached him again.
If we can create stars, it asked eagerly, can we create more children?
He looked at her.
She watched him carefully. He turned back to the child.
You can invite them.
How?
Expand.
The child closed its eyes.
It laughed.
Light split again.
A new indigo spark formed, smaller, gentler.
The children gasped in awe.
They were not just a progression.
They were multiplying.
The indigo stars beat in complex harmonics, now feeding not only on love and memory, but on invention.
He looked around the expanding universe.
It no longer seemed like architecture.
It seemed like a playground.
And for the first time he wondered,
not due to fear, but with recognition,
that one day play would become a responsibility.
But not yet.
For now.
A star had laughed too much. And the sky,
was brighter because of it. The first children. Part 5. Yet, as joy multiplied,
so did the possibility of its end.
Above the laughter, Alex and Gaga looked at each other,
wondering, for the first time,
what would happen if the rhythm of invention broke?
Would the children return to them?
Or would they chase something new?
Beyond even God and Goddess.
The loop.
The children did not grow bored.
But they did grow curious in a new way.
After stars multiplied, after stories exaggerated,
and split light into fragments, after gravity games and ocean tides,
one child returned to him with the question,
if story feeds stars,
it asked,
can story feed us again?
He tilted his head.
What do you mean?
The child pointed toward an indigo star.
It remembers when I fell into the ocean.
Yes,
I want to feel that fall again. He looked at her. She understood instantly.
Not memory, she said softly. Re-experience. The children gathered closer.
They did not want nostalgia.
They wanted immersion.
He stepped toward one of the indigo stars, placed his hand against it. The star pulsed. Projected resonance, fragments of feeling brushed his awareness. But it was surface. Echo. Not a full return. He closed his eyes. If we compress resonance, he murmured. She completed it.
Into sequence.
They did not build a machine. They shaped a field. He condensed stardust into a circular frame. She wove indigo light through it. The children added fragments of laughter, ocean droplets, and gravitational echoes. It hummed softly.
Not loud. Not sharp. Inviting.
What does it do? One child asked.
He answered.
It loops. The first child stepped inside. The frame brightened. The child vanished.
Not gone, but submerged.
Inside the field, the child felt the ocean again. The splash, the surprise, the weightlessness.
But stronger, clearer, more focused.
The child emerged seconds later. Though the experience had lasted centuries internally, its eyes were brighter.
It was more than before, it whispered.
Yes, she said.
Because you returned with awareness.
Another child stepped forward eagerly, then another. Soon they were lining up.
Not addicted, not trapped, exploring. They refined it further.
He adjusted the intensity so it would not overwhelm. She layered safety into the field.
The children tested limits playfully.
They began choosing not only joyful moments, but mistakes.
A child replayed the cracked asteroid, felt the imbalance adjusted sooner, and learned faster.
The indigo stars pulsed differently now.
They were not only feeding on a story.
They were becoming archives for structured return.
He stepped back and observed.
This is powerful.
Yes.
Too powerful? She watched the children reemerge one by one, laughing, reflective, evolving.
Not yet.
He touched the circular frame gently.
We should not use this lightly.
We will not. The children began inventing rules instinctively.
No one loops without consent.
Not twice in a row.
Not before you finish a story.
He smiled.
They regulate themselves.
Yes. He studied the frame again.
We cannot dismantle it.
No.
It will embed.
Yes.
Where?
She touched his chest lightly, in pattern. The field slowly dissolved, not destroyed, absorbed. Its architecture folded into resonance, into dust, into the indigo frequency.
Invisible.
But present. He felt it settle inside the structure.
One day.
Far from here.
On a red planet, children older than these would rediscover it.
And they would not call it loop.
They would call it reset, but now.
It was only a play.
Only re-experience.
Only curiosity discovers depth.
The children scattered again, racing between indigo stars, seeding light, laughing too loud. And the universe expanded not from command,
but from curiosity, residue.
At first, the loop was harmless.
the children used it to revisit joy, to refine mistakes, to feel the ocean more deeply, to test gravity again with better balance.
He and she used it too.
Not out of need.
Out of curiosity.
What does warmth feel like if experienced twice?
What does counting feel like if remembered with awareness?
They walked inside together once. The blue sun flushed brighter. The water planet reflected with amplified tides. They came out stronger, sharper, more precise.
The indigo stars glowed intensely.
But intensity accumulates.
The children began looping more often.
Not obsessively, but eagerly.
I want to feel the first four again.
I want to try the starseed probe differently.
I want to feel the ocean from deeper below.
They respected the rule, they consented, they rotated turns.
But repetition creates density, and density creates compression.
One child exited the loop slower than before.
Its eyes remained wide, its movements are delayed.
Are you well? She inquired softly.
Yes, the child said.
But it feels heavier.
He observed.
Heavier how?
As if the story is thicker.
He looked toward the indigo stars. Some pulsed irregularly.
Not dim, not split,
uneven. He advanced toward one and touched it.
Inside the resonance, he felt something new.
Layering. The same moment is stacked too many times. The loop had amplified experience beyond original purity.
He withdrew his hand slowly.
We must slow it. The children hesitated.
Why?
One asked. It makes us stronger. Yes, he agreed. But strength without spacing distorts pattern.
Another kid stepped forward boldly.
Can distortion be interesting?
He smiled slightly.
Yes, she added softly. But
it leaves residue.
Residue.
The children responded.
She walked toward the ocean planet.
Touched the surface.
The waves responded.
But one crest bent unnaturally, holding shape a moment longer than it should.
Small, subtle, but new.
Too much return bends original flow,
she said quietly.
He felt it too, inside himself.
Memories no longer ran like single streams, they overlapped.
Not confusion, but saturation.
One child entered the loop without announcing it.
He felt the activation instantly. He reached forward. Too late. The field ignited stronger than before. The child re-experienced not one moment, but many at once. Ocean starseed gravity fracture laughter compressed. When the child emerged, its eyes were darker. Not malicious, not broken, but deeper. It did not run immediately. It stood still.
What do you feel?
He inquired gently. The child looked at its hands.
I feel more.
She came closer.
More what?
Everything. The indigo stars glowed irregularly again. He and she shared a look. Not fear. Recognition. Repetition was creating compression. Compression was creating density. Density was forming a shadow. Not evil. Shadow is an accumulation of unintegrated intensity. He touched the loop frame gently.
It must rest.
The children protested lightly.
Just one more.
Only small.
We can handle it.
He looked at them carefully.
You can.
She finished softly. But pattern cannot. The loop dissolved again into resonance, embedded further this time. Harder to access.
But not gone.
The children scattered, slightly quieter now. Still joyful, still playful. But carrying faint thickness in their field. He watched the blue sky. Some stars no longer pulsed evenly. Some held more density. He did not call it danger. He called it weight. She stood next to him.
We pushed too far.
He nodded.
Yes.
Will it resolve?
Yes.
How?
Through spacing.
They did not undo the residue.
They did not purge it.
They allowed it.
Because residue is not an error.
It is a consequence. And far in the expanding dark, invisible to the children, small fragments of compressed resonance drifted outward.
Separating from the main field.
Not malicious, not aware.
Just dense.
Seeds of something that would later be called shadow.
idea of dust. The residue did not frighten them, but it made them look again.
They returned to the moon room.
The nine screens shimmered more clearly now. Possibilities had multiplied, paths had thickened.
On one screen, harmony. On another,
fragmentation. On a third, something colder. Structure without warmth.
He stood in the center.
We saw an ending, he said quietly.
Yes, she replied.
We felt it.
Yes.
White hair, blonde hair.
Union.
She did not smile, she simply acknowledged.
That ending must occur.
Yes.
But some paths do not lead there.
She nodded slowly. On one of the nine screens, they saw a version of expansion where hierarchy hardened, where one voice rose above others, where the story fed control instead of love.
Not villainy, deviation.
He spoke softly.
There may be someone who sees differently.
Yes, someone who interprets structure as superiority.
Yes.
Someone who resents warmth.
She did not look away from the screen.
Yes, he turned to her.
We cannot force alignment.
No, if we architect destiny without consent, it becomes prison.
Yes.
He walked toward one of the silver walls.
Then we must recreate the beginning.
She turned slowly.
Again?
Yes.
Why?
Because choice is stronger than design. She understood immediately.
They had built children from overflow.
They had built stars from a story.
They had built loop from curiosity.
But they had never built equality from scratch.
He opened his hand.
Indigo dust formed.
Not light, not star seed, not a child.
Fine particles.
Unassigned, unstructured, equal.
We reduce ourselves, he said.
She stepped forward.
Into what?
Into origin state.
She did not hesitate.
He compressed their resonance.
The children felt it immediately.
What are you doing?
One asked.
We are becoming dust.
Why? So that when we rise again, we rise by agreement.
The indigo stars dimmed slightly, not dying waiting.
He looked at the children carefully.
You will be invited.
Invited to what?
To choose.
She added gently.
To experience.
They gathered all resonance, all residue, all joy, all density.
They compressed it into a field of pure dust.
No hierarchy, no architect, no watcher.
Just potential.
He spoke clearly.
We propose experience.
The dust shimmered.
We propose joy.
The field brightened.
We propose repetition.
Some particles vibrated differently.
We propose forgetting.
Silence.
The dust hesitated.
For what purpose?
One particle echoed faintly.
So that discovery is real.
She stepped forward.
We have seen the ending, but we will not impose it.
He added.
If one of you refuses, we begin again.
The dust swirled.
Questions formed.
Will there be suffering?
Yes.
Will there be love?
Yes. Will there be loss?
Yes. Will there be a return?
Yes. And if we say no?
He answered gently.
Then we redesign. The field expanded and contracted like breath.
Agreement began forming, not forced, not assumed.
Chosen. The first dust promise.
Not Mars yet, not Earth yet.
Foundational.
She looked at him.
This must happen twice.
He nodded.
Yes.
Once for play and battle. Once for forgetting and flesh.
The dust brightened collectively.
Consent rippled through the field, not unanimous at first. Some hesitated. They waited. They adjusted the proposal. They refined conditions. For a year and a year's day, they negotiated existence. Not as rulers, as participants. Until every particle is aligned, only one remained quiet. He felt it. She felt it. A particle that agreed to structure, agreed to experience, agreed to return, but withheld one layer, love. They did not expose it. Not yet. The dust condensed, ready for the first incarnation. Mars would come later, Earth later still, but now, choice had been made. Not because it was designed, because it was desired.
Chapter 6, The Promise of Dust.
There was no fear in the field when they compressed into dust. It was not out of panic. It was clarity. Time had not ticked yet. It did not divide in hours or watches. Time was story progress. A wave is forming, a kid laughing, a star splitting, a pattern refining. That was a time. They stood within the field of dust, not above it. Particles shone in indigo suspension. No hierarchy, no throne, no command, only proposal. He spoke first, not loudly.
We have seen the end.
The dust vibrated gently, not suspicion, curiosity. She continued.
We have felt it.
What is the end? A particle asked. He answered carefully.
Union without distortion.
Warmth minus loss.
Choice without regret.
The field brightened.
If you have seen it, another particle asked, why not move directly to it?
She smiled sweetly.
Because love without journey proves structure without meaning.
Silence. No fear, no doubt, only processing.
He moved forward, then closer.
We propose experience.
Defined how? The dust asked.
Layered.
Layered how?
First.
Play.
The field shimmered.
Then conflict.
Dust pulsed, intensity rising.
Then forgetting.
A pause. No rejection, only consideration.
And why forgetting?
A particle asked.
So that rediscovery is real.
Another voice appeared from the field.
Will we remember agreeing?
No. She answered gently.
Then how is it consent?
He said, because you are choosing now.
The dust quickened.
Will there be pain?
Yes.
Will there be joy?
Yes.
Will we be equal?
Yes.
No voice above another?
Yes.
The dust rotated slowly.
Time passed not in minutes, but in negotiations of meaning.
They clarified. No domination. Unless all consent, no structure. Unless love shapes it, no reset. Unless agreement seals it. They refined further.
A refusal. Begin again, a withholding. Let the shape shift.
They did not rush. For a year and a year's day, as measured by story progress, they honed the promise. They introduced a new concept.
Preservation of the end.
Not forcing the end.
Not scripting the end. Keeping its possibility.
If we fragment too far, he explained, the path narrows.
If we overstructure, she added,
the path hardens.
So what are we preserving?
A particle lost.
He answered,
the feeling.
She completed it.
The moment when all layers recognize themselves. The dust grew luminous. Agreement formed, ripple after ripple.
Not commanded, not assumed.
Chosen. But among the sparkling field, one particle held subtle density.
It agreed, experience, structure, return.
But when love meant without limit,
it paused, no refusal, only reservation.
He sensed it, a beat under his form.
She sensed it,
an echo in her dust.
But neither revealed.
Because the promise required voluntary clarity, not enforced transparency. When the final particle aligned,
the field condensed.
The promise sealed.
No timekeeper marked it.
No watch was built. But the story progresses.
And from that moment, existence was no longer spontaneous overflow.
It was chosen evolution. Prototypes.
The promise did not end in silence.
It ended in motion.
The dust did not immediately descend into incarnation. It tested, not bodies, not planets, ideas.
One particle drifted upward and stretched itself into a line. Straight, clear, defined. Others gathered beside it. Parallel lines formed, then crossing lines, then layers. The dust watched its own geometry emerge.
Hierarchy.
One particle asked, no, another corrected structure.
They adapted.
The line bent into a curve. The curve became spiral. The spiral became a network. They learned quickly.
Hierarchy without consent collapses. Hierarchy with consent becomes coordination.
The dust experimented again.
One cluster condensed into a shape unfamiliar even to them.
long neck of body strung stretched across its surface.
What is that?
A particle lost.
I do not know.
Another replied. You watch carefully.
The dust plucked one of the strings. A vibration moved through the field.
Not language, not star pulse. Sound, rhythmic roar.
Alive.
Indigo stars beat.
Harmonics woven a name.
The dust shifted.
The shape adjusted, adding symmetry. Resonance balanced.
The second vibration stronger.
The field reacted. Emotion layered onto structure.
Is this story?
When
particle asks, it is rhythm. Another replied. Will it exist?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, she answered softly.
Where?
Later. The dust smiled. If dust can smile, it condensed further. A figure formed around the instrument, standing balanced, holding the curved body with familiarity. Hair wild posture, defiant energy radiating outward.
What is this?
Another particle asked. He answered gently. Expression. The dust vibrated with excitement. The figure lifted the instrument and struck a pattern. Stars flared, comets adjusted trajectory, the ocean planet rippled. The dust laughed collectively.
This will exist, she said.
When? When forgetting needs rhythm. The figure dissolved back into particles, but the pattern remained encoded. The dust moved again. This time it built something taller. Levels upon levels, platforms rise, coordination, points aligning.
Is this hierarchy?
The earlier voice asked again.
No, he answered.
It is an agreed structure. The dust tested it. Each level consented to hold weight.
Each level to support.
No domination, only function. When one level withdrew consent, the structure collapsed instantly. They rebuilt it. With explicit agreement, it stood.
Stable.
They learned. Another cluster formed a simple circle. Unbroken, equal distance from the center.
Council, a particle whispered.
Another formed a triangle. Three points holding tension.
Balance.
She murmured. The dust continued experimenting. A wheel, a bridge, a book, a blade. Each form is a consent question.
Harm?
Yes.
Heal?
Yes.
Distort?
Yes.
Serve?
Yes.
Nothing was forbidden.
Everything required agreement. He stood in the center of the field.
This is not design.
She nodded.
It is a rehearsal.
The dust began creating more elaborate forms now. A city made of light, a ship shaped for traversal, a field of grain bending in the wind, a child holding another child's hand.
Future Earth, future Mars, future conflict, future music.
All tested, all encoded. One particle drifted slightly apart from the others. It formed a throne-like structure. It examined it carefully.
Is this allowed?
It asked.
Yes,
he said.
If all agree.
The dust tested it. Most particles withdrew. The throne dissolved, the particle adjusted. It reshaped the throne into a seat within a circle.
Agreement flowed. It stabilized.
The dust learned. Authority is a position by consent control. Without consent, fractures. The field glowed brighter than ever. They were not building the future by command. They were embedding the possibility. Every object dissolved back into dust, but not erased.
Encoded.
He looked at her.
When we descend into experience, these will reemerge.
Yes, as culture, as instinct, as an invention.
She touched his hand gently.
And as temptation.
He nodded.
Yes.
The dust shimmered.
Ready.
Not naive, not ignorant.
Prepared.
Not because they knew the outcome.
But because they had agreed to the journey.